¿Qué tal, amigo oyente, cómo estás? Sí, por aquí bien, todavía con algo de calor, pero mejor, sí, bastante mejor. Espero que tú también estés chévere. Estás escuchando el podcast Todo Chévere y tú con tu profe de español, Emilia Just. Y yo sigo con esta mini temporada de verano repasando algunas frases contigo para ayudarte a incluir todas estas frases en tus conversaciones. Y estas frases también las encuentras escritas en mi cuenta de Instagram bajo el nombre Spanish Ahead. Allí puedes ver la frase en español, la versión en inglés y, si de ser necesario, hay algunas notas culturales. En el episodio de hoy vamos a repasar algunas frases para decir no lo sé. Cada vez que reuso ya la barra de color en el post, recuerda que en la parte superior menciono las expresiones formales y obviamente en la parte inferior están las expresiones informales. Y algunas están en rojito porque son muy, muy informales y hay que tener mucho cuidado con quién se usan. Hola, hola, my dear listener. How are you? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo vas? You are listening to your podcast Todo Chévere y tú, with your Venezuelan profe Emilia Justice. How are you? Good, good, good. Welcome to a new episode. As I told you in the previous episodes, during this mini summer season, I want you to review with me some expressions that you can use right away in your daily conversations. And if you are interested in reading these expressions, go to my Instagram account under the name Spanish Ahead and you will have all of them there. Also, you will have the English version and a cultural note if it is important to mention. Okay, let's review today expressions for saying I don't know. Remember that anytime I use the color bar in the post, at the top I mention the formal expressions and obviously at the bottom the informal expressions. Sometimes they are written in red because they are very, very serious, so you cannot use with anyone. So let's start. At the top of the post, you have no lo sé, the simplest. No lo sé, I don't know. Or you can say, no estoy seguro. Meaning that you're not sure. No estoy seguro if you are a man, or no estoy segura if you are a woman. Seguro, segura. Remember that in Spanish you have just two genders, feminine and masculine. That's a rule, nothing else. Let's continue. Another expression is ya me gustaría saber. Ya me gustaría saber. So you can combine. No, no lo sé. Ya me gustaría saber. I don't know. I wish I knew. Okay, remember what I have told you, that we tend to combine one, two, three phrases. So to give more emphasis to the point that, in this case, that you don't know, or just it's something cultural, okay? The other expression is no tengo idea. Sounds familiar, something like in English. No tengo idea, or just ni idea. So you can say, I have no idea, or no idea at all. Very simple. The following expression is sé tanto como tú. Sé tanto como tú. Yes, your guess is as good as mine. Entonces, ¿cómo se hace esto? How this is done? No lo sé. Ya me gustaría saber, no tengo idea. ¿A qué hora llega el avión? What time does the plane arrive? No tengo ni idea. Ya me gustaría saber. You see? It combine one and the other. The next expression is, es una buena pregunta. Es una buena pregunta. That's a good question. Yes, indeed. More informal. ¿Quién sabe? Just like that. ¿Quién sabe? Try to practice that intonation. ¿Quién sabe? No lo sé. ¿Quién sabe? I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? Okay, that's intonation for that purpose, for that intention. And finally, no me preguntes. No me preguntes. So don't ask me. Okay, I don't want to know anything about that. No lo sé. Don't ask me. So, today's expressions, we have no lo sé, no estoy seguro, o no estoy segura, ya me gustaría saber, no tengo idea, ni idea. Sé tanto como tú. Es una buena pregunta. ¿Quién sabe? No me preguntes. Amigo, amiga, oyente, gracias por escuchar el episodio de hoy. Thank you for being here today with me. Listen to the podcast as many times as you want. That's a beautiful podcast. And become an expert using today's expression, surprise family and friends. What's next? Remember to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any other show. Support my work, yes. Share with family and friends and help me reach more people like you who are interested in learning Spanish as well. Did you know that the latest Instituto Cervantes statistics said that there are more than 22 million people in learning Spanish? And you are one of them. Good, congratulations. I would really appreciate if you take a moment of your time and leave a review on the platform you're listening to me. And by the way, if you want to contact me, here you have three possibilities. Send me a voice message via Spotify. Write to me. My email address is emilia@spanishahead.com. Same on Instagram. Talk to me in real time. You can find me on Clubhouse. I wish you a lovely day. Te deseo que tengas un bello día, una bella tarde, una bella noche, donde quiera que te encuentres. Muchas gracias y hasta luego.